Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you're playing a quarterback like Jameis, who throughout his career has been kind of prone to turnovers, does that make it kind of imperative to take advantage of the chances when you get them, if you get them Sunday?
Look, you spend a lot of time on takeaways, and obviously each week you look at the opponents and you look at their numbers. We go through them. We just finished going through them, you know, whether it's fumbles or interceptions. And you know that going in, you've got to somehow, you know, affect the quarterback regardless of where those statistics are, you know, and he's someone that's played well this year. He can get the ball down the field. Their passing numbers right now are outstanding. You know, when you look third down, when you look at what they're scoring. So changing up the looks, trying to affect him is important. And then understanding, hey, you know, how are the interceptions coming? How are the fumbles coming? All of those things you study and you try to have an impact on.
Sean, you guys just played this team maybe month and a half ago. Have they pretty much stayed true to what they were doing then? They were a team that liked to kind of throw it deep then. Have they stayed true to what they were?
Yeah, look, I think Bruce does a fantastic job. You know, he's brought confidence to these guys. You can see it on tape. There have been a few nuances. Jason Pierre-Paul's back. Hargraves obviously was released. You know, they're rotating both the running backs that they have. There's a tight end that went on IR, playing a little bit more jumbo, but they're pretty much the same team health-wise when you look at them. And again, there's always a few little things, but yeah, I think and Todd Bowles has done a great job over there on the defensive side of the ball. You know, they're first in the league against the run. They make it very difficult. So, you know, a division opponent like this, and you're playing them a month later, it's not unusual, and I think it should help in both teams' preparation.
Sean, what's the message to the team this week after a performance that's so sort of out of character like that?
You turn the page. Yesterday we spent a lot of time, 2 days ago, a lot of time on the corrections. And now, you know, quickly you turn the page to this opponent, and it's attention to detail from all of us coaches, making sure we put a plan in place and get ready to bounce back and play a good football game.
With the emergence of Godwin this season, does that change anything what they're able to do with Evans now that they have that kind of big secondary option there?
Yeah, I think it does. I think depending on whether they're in 2x2 or 3x1, but, you know, Godwin's getting a lot of his touches inside in the slot position, but he's a physical player. Really good when he runs with it after the catch. Listen, it's a strong position group, and it's a it's a group that, you know, that you've got to mix the coverages up on. They're talented.